I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to I've Decided radio this awesome Sunday morning. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show today. Thank you so much for stopping by. We are so happy that you are here. We got a great, great, fun show planned today. One of those topics that, I don't know, are you teachable? We all like to think we are. I think that's the word, that's that word that we think, yeah, I'm teachable. We all like to believe we are, but are we really when it comes right down to it? So that's our weekly winning word this week. That's what we're going to be having a conversation about with my awesome guest, Mr. Chris Monroe. Hello, Chris.
Hello, Kim. How are you?
I'm awesome. How about yourself?
I'm great, thanks.
I'm so glad you're here. So what we love to do is talk to our business members, the resources who are a part of I've Decided, and just share information and get to know them a little bit, and love having them on our show. And Chris, obviously you are a business resource for I've Decided. We're so, so very grateful for that.
Well, thanks for the chance to be here.
Yeah, some of you guys might recognize him. Maybe some local people know all about him because him and his family started Family Medical here in Peoria how many years ago?
1973.
1973, a long, long time ago. And I was born in 72, so we won't talk about how many years that was. And then also the Plaid Daisy.
Right.
And then, of course, you are a financial planner as well. So you got a lot going on.
Right.
You definitely have to kind of be teachable with all that stuff.
I hope so.
All right. Well, I tell you, you had an article that you dropped on social media, and I really loved it. It was a great article, and it's not about the article that we're talking necessarily about today, but some of the points that were in that article was that when we disagree with other people, when we have an opinion that we so 100% believe hardcore is truth and we hold that near and dear to our hearts, the article just talked about how we could start to overlook, you know, the actual humanity and the love of somebody, start seeing them as almost a monster.
Right.
Because they disagree with us.
Right.
And when that happens, I would say we are not being very teachable. And this guy was responding in his article to a young man who was very upset with his father because his father completely disagreed with his viewpoints. Mm-hmm. And I just loved his response. Mm-hmm. And so I just thought that was a great article. And as a point, you know, to make about being teachable is when we disagree, when we believe we're right.
Right. Well, I think the most important thing I've ever learned about being teachable is that the only way you're teachable is if you're open-minded and understand that you don't know what you don't know. You know, I was a young guy, and I remember the parent of a friend of mine telling me that you should surround yourself with smarter people than you. Now, that takes a lot of humility that a lot of people don't necessarily have or show, and that's an important point. You have to know that there are a lot of things you don't know. And until you've learned them, whatever you know now is your limited amount of knowledge. Does that make sense?
It does. It does to me for sure. And again, it just comes back to saying if you're teachable, you can hear the same thing. Do you find that when you hear the same thing over and over, you just keep learning more and more?
Well, absolutely. I mean, it's kind of like when we watch a movie over and over again, you'll see different things. We can all relate to that, where we've seen the Avengers movie five times and you caught different parts of it. But you need to apply that same logic to everything else in your life and say, realistically, I'm going to meet somebody who knows more about something than I do. I've spent 23 years in that financial practice and all my life in the medical business. And there are still many people on the planet who do it better, know more, and can teach me things. But if I by now said, oh, I know it all, I would shut myself off to that learning.
Absolutely. And of course, being teachable is so important to be successful. If you're not teachable, you're not going to reach your fullest potential. You're just going to believe that you already know something. And you might have some knowledge about it, but you can always, always learn something new. And that's why we love our conferences, because those aha moments, right? It's having those moments where you hear something, not something new, but just something in a different way that all of a sudden aligns and personalizes to you, and you go, I got it. That makes so much sense to me now.
Sure.
And it just kind of changes what we call your paradigm.
Right.
Right. That paradigm shift. So I was reading this article that I wanted to have this discussion with you. We'll get started, and we might have to come back to it after the break. But the article, when I was doing some research geared around teachable and why people struggle, you know, with truly being teachable, it's actually science.
Mm-hmm.
Are you familiar with this? You said you taught a class.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've done some teaching on communication and conflict resolution and getting people to understand how to handle that situation better. And again, it comes down to some of the things that you're going to discuss here in terms of the scientific ability of our being to handle new information, so to speak.
So this article, this is funny, and I'm not going to go into full details, and we love animals that I've decided, so let's be very clear about this. But this article was based off of the guy who wrote it was having a conversation with an outraged friend who showed him a picture of Gordo, which was one of the first monkeys in space. And the brief article explained that after his flight into orbit, and this was in 1958, his capsule dropped into the ocean and sank. And NASA had designed it to do it. So you can imagine that this animal-loving friend of his was irate, saying NASA basically intentionally killed the monkey. And that's what they fully believed. And that article is what made them believe it. But in more research, this guy said he found out that that's not what happened. What actually really happened, the facts, what actually really happened was that they never intended for Gordo to die, but the parachute did not release. And because of that, and that NASA actually spent 6 hours searching, you know, for the capsule.
Sure.
And even after sending that article, his friend still had a hard time believing that.
That doesn't surprise me, because he'd already made up his opinion.
Right.
Right?
And that's what we're struggling with. So he says, when evaluating new information or trying to form an opinion, ask yourself these questions, or ask a friend to help you go through this as based on what they believe, you know, your opinion is like. And one of them says, does this agree with something I already believe?
And if so, do I already have a bias to believe?
Right.
Right.
Because if it does, then the odds of you changing your opinion is going to take a whole lot of work. And we're going to dive more into that when we come back on the next break. So be thinking about that, Chris, and how we can give some applicable information to our listeners. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the I've Decided Radio Show. We are in the studio with our friend Chris Monroe. Chris is a local business owner. He and his family have owned Family Medical since 1973. Long time. And also the Plaid Daisy, and as well, Chris is a financial planner. So we are with a guy who has a wealth of information, and we're talking about having a conversation about our weekly winning word this week, and it's teachable. And actually, the definition of teachable is pretty simple: able and willing to learn. And I think the key is willing.
Right.
Are we willing to learn? And before we took our break, we were just talking about an article that was just sharing how we can really have our hearts set on something based on our beliefs and who we hang around, and that can form our opinions that make it very difficult for us to change or shift. Does it agree with the opinions in my social group or someone I admire? That's something that we should ask ourselves when we're learning something new. And you were sharing, I didn't realize there's actually people that still believe the world is flat.
There are people that believe the world is flat. Now, I've traveled a lot, and I'm certain. I've been a lot of places that weren't on the same plane as where I am now. And there are people that believe all sorts of things because the social groups and social settings are in. And that, when you just said earlier, willing to learn, teachability is about willing to be open-minded to new things. if I believed the world was flat and you came along and tried every which way to prove to me that it wasn't, I could still look out my door and see the horizon and say, see, you're wrong. And because I'm unwilling to take the step forward and go, maybe you know something I don't.
Right. I think along with this article, they're basically saying is that science proves that people just need to be right. It's just a part of there's something about our nature.
Yeah, and I think it's gotten even more difficult in this day and age for a variety of reasons we're not going to go into probably today. But I believe today with technology and Google and, you know, I'll ask my kids, for example, there's a great story. I asked my sons one day because I saw a picture of a guy who was deadlifting over 1,000 pounds, but it was in kilograms. So I asked my son, man, do you know how many 472 kilograms is? Thinking 2.2 pounds to a kilogram, he'll do the math. He picks up his phone and says, hey Siri, how much is 472 kilograms in pounds? But the way he said it was such that I knew it wasn't going to be the right number. And it came back with some 1,355 pounds. And he says, see, Dad, it's 1,355 pounds. I said, are you crazy? Do you know the calculation between pounds and kilograms? We went through the whole thing. And I'm like, you would have believed that because Siri told you, instead of actually thinking, wait a minute, there's probably a formula and I could probably figure this out. But instead, you're going to take that verbatim because Siri told you. It's terrifying to me.
Yeah, but that's what happens. And you know, and when we, it's always amazing to me. And you know, I have friends who believe one thing, friends who believe another, right? Mm-hmm. And love them all the equally. And I don't get involved in all of that. I just kind of stay neutral. But one can share an article that matches what they believe, mm-hmm. and then I turn around and scroll down, and then there's an article that matches what somebody else believes. Mm-hmm. So we kind of, you know, we live in a world where we don't even know if the news is true.
Right. Yeah, exactly. I don't know how to address that because there's so many disparate voices out there, and everyone wants so badly to believe what they want to believe. And that's the thing in a conversation and discourse today. When I come across someone who has a different opinion than mine, I really do try and implement active listening, you know, not listening to talk, but listening to listen and hear and understand. And understand, too, that that person has a whole different background, set of experiences, family relationships and dynamics that create their opinion. So I'm not immediately going to jump in and make them into a caricature of their opinion, but try and listen and understand where they're coming from.
Yeah, and just meet them where they're at.
Right.
You know, I think of conversations that Joe and I have. I was raised Protestant. He was born and raised Catholic. We go to a Catholic church together now. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I have my Protestant roots that are deep rooted.
Right.
From birth. He has his Catholic roots that are deep rooted from birth. And, what you know, there are things that I will know that I'm wrong on. Some of it, I don't even know mm-hmm. that I'm wrong, but I believe that I am.
Right.
I don't know what that might be, but it's probably something that I think I'm right, that I'm not. Mm-hmm. And he would too. There are things that he believes that he thinks is right, and it's not. But we've had some of our biggest arguments over those core beliefs because right. we cannot, if we deny that we don't agree with them, now we're denying that our whole life mm-hmm. kind of has been a lie.
Right. I think it's fascinating too, because today with the volume of information that you have constantly going across your eyeballs from your phone to your TV to everything, it's different. When I grew up and even before then, you know, you had a dad and a mom or a teacher or somebody influential, and that person kind of molded your opinion. You didn't have 1,800 other opinions flooding your phone, telling you that that guy's wrong and this guy's right. It's amazing to me to raise teenagers today in a world in which everything is so instantaneous and all this information floods them. It's hard to discern what's true, what's fake, what's real, and to maintain a teachability to understand, absorb, and put back out there some sort of like positive ethic, integrity-driven life is really a challenge, I think.
I agree. And that makes perfect sense, too, how it would even be more difficult when you see, like you said, before all this information overload almost, mm-hmm. we only had the few opinions around us.
Right.
And now when the opinions around us, we can go out and look online and find all these other opinions. They say, nope, they're wrong.
Right.
And it does make it difficult, you know, for children. And they come at you.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, wait a minute, that's not what this group says is right.
And it's very polarizing. I mean, a lot of the information today is designed specifically for attention or polarization. And what I mean by that in the news, in any news, and I'm not saying the news media or print or radio, none of it. I think news information in general right now is so polarizing because to get viewers, to get people to like, read, click on, whatever you do now, information, you have to almost make it scandalous or something that grabs our attention. And it's so polarizing and speaks directly to our fears. Whatever your fear is, you're going to find news that fulfills that fear and cling to it because, man, that's the scariest thing in your life. And that makes you less open, makes you less teachable on what could be a different opinion, a different way of looking at things.
Very, very, very interesting. So before we started recording today, I was sharing with you, Chris, about this research that I found. And again, this is one of those studies that people could argue till the cows come home. It was, if I'm to be honest, it was just based on 100 people, 100 questions. So it was a small little study, and it really wasn't published. It was just something that a college did just to test, to show to, I think, a professor to prove something to his students that, you know, mm-hmm. when you think you're right, you're still wrong half the time.
Right.
So when we get back from our next break, we're going to dive into that and talk about that because so think about this while we're on break. Would you believe that you could be wrong half the time, even when you're 100% sure you're right? Would you be willing to admit that? We'll be back in just a second. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the I've Decided Radio Show. You're listening to a conversation I'm having today with Chris Monroe, and we are talking about being teachable. One of those words, you know, I think it's like it's kind of comes back to the 50-50 again. Mm-hmm. 50% of us are teachable and 50% of us maybe not. I don't know. I don't know if that's a real statistic or not, but I think it. Not all of us are.
I love your enthusiasm. I'd say it's probably more like the 80-20 rule.
Oh, you do? You think 80% are not, 20% are.
Well, yeah.
You're probably right. Based on the research that I've been looking into, you know, creating this weekly winning word for our weekly winning resource this week, you're probably more on the money than I am. I am pretty optimistic. So, but still, we want to be teachable so that we can be successful. I'm reading out of an article here. It says, what does it mean to be teachable? It says, teachability is not a talent or something that you're born with. Those are just victim mindsets. You can learn to be teachable even if it sounds very odd. We all have the ability to learn different skills in life. Some skills will come easier for you while others will be a pain in the butt. But you have the ability to learn anything you set your mind to. And this says it might be a bit too much to say this, but your level of teachability might dictate your level of happiness and success in life.
Absolutely. I've read so many articles, and I can't refer to anyone specific, but the most successful people I've ever met and the most successful people I know read on average 15 to 20 to 30 books a year. So they're constantly building knowledge. The most successful people I know are all teachable. They're all hungry to learn something new. I've got clients and friends and people that I just admire the heck out of because they're constantly striving to better themselves. And that's the piece I think that's also important in teachability is the understanding or the self-care moments in your life where you have to step back from the crazy world we all live in, right? You pass every single person and say, oh, I'm busy. I mean, I know a lot of busy people, right? Everyone's busy to a certain extent, but what we fill our lives with oftentimes in those moments in between aren't that healthy. And if you step back and give yourself a little time to reflect and to think and to process and read and meditate and do those things, that's going to make you more teachable.
Absolutely. So back to that the research thing that I fell into many, many years ago. And I tell you, it was transformational for me. We were talking about this while we were on the break. But for me, I mean, being a little strong-willed, almost bulldog, very reactive and opinionated, if I would admit that on radio to everyone, But hopefully I've grown over the years and I'm way more teachable now. And a lot of it has to do with that research that I read. And it basically said over 100 people, they had them at, they asked them 100 questions, and it was a open-ended question. You answer the question you written with written. And then it said 1 to 5. How sure are you that you are right? Are you 100% sure? 5 being 100% sure. 3, maybe I'm not sure. And 1, not at all. And what they found out of that 100 participants is that even when someone circled 5 on their answer, believing 100% that they were right, they were still wrong half the time.
As a side note, because I'm going to bring it up, Kim and I were discussing who was the more stubborn, bullheaded person, her or my wife. And she bet me all of Joe's money. So, Joe, I hope you're listening, that she was more stubborn than my wife. And then fully admitted that when she read this article, she had to admit she was going to be wrong half the time. I said, Kim, I just won half or all of Joe's money.
Sorry, Joe.
I'm sorry, Heather. Anyway.
No, but, you know, and it is true when you can become very strong-willed when you have those leadership, we'll just say, like, leadership qualities, and you want to help people. And it can almost make you, you know, be a little more stubborn, I think, because you feel like you have the answers to help people.
Well, I find it really interesting, too, what we're talking about in terms of learning and teachability and stubbornness. You know, today, in this day and age, we have a lot of issues, and we've had some really traumatic things this past weekend, right? Mm-hmm. I was at Lollapalooza last weekend, standing in the crowd at one of the stages, and my wife and I and some people around us that we were meeting there were looking at the buildings, and we literally were talking about how easy it would be to have a Vegas-style incident that night, get home that night to read what had happened, right?
Wow.
So what's that do? That drives fear. That drives, you know, concern for your kids who are there and everything. I mean, just really, and it hits home at the heart of what we're afraid of. And why I'm saying that is because I still have to, as a human being, recognize that what I'm learning personally versus what I'm learning socially is important. If you and I have a conversation and I disagree with you, okay, I might learn something on a local level personally. But what happens often to all of us is that then comes into conflict with what we believe socially or globally, because of our fear of things. And I say that over and over again, because most of learning is either, you know, hunger for knowledge or fear of something. And I guess I'm saying this because in these statistics, we can get caught up in something that might be out of fear. And what we're really doing is pushing away knowledge that might change that paradigm if we're willing to be open to it beyond that fear.
That's right. And speaking of research and statistics, we might as well say this too. They say that all research and statistics are wrong half the time.
Yeah.
They're all 50% of all the articles and research and things that you read are not accurate.
What did Mark Twain say? There's lies, damn lies, and statistics.
Love that. Although I do use them a lot. But it does help us grow, and it helps us to be have wisdom and knowledge when we read and have this. But we do, again, in order to be teachable, there's a difference in, I think, you know, education is great. That's what we were talking about last week. Knowledge is wonderful. That's what we were talking about. But being teachable, just simply, I think, is humble.
Right. Right.
I think it's the most humble thing a person can do, because being teachable, you're just saying, hey, I'm wrong half the time.
And you know more than I do on this subject.
And on this subject, or even any subject that I think I know everything about, I still may be wrong, because someone that I admired or trusted could have given me wrong information.
Well, you
and not on purpose.
You had a great example before we started the show. We were talking about parental teaching, and all of us grew up with that role model somewhere in our life who taught us to tie our shoes, to ride a bike, all those things, right? And our earliest teachability was learning how to eat with a fork. Right. And how to have manners at the table, how to conduct ourselves at church, whatever it is. And there's a lot of strength or power in that, in a teachable position that comes with great authority, but also great responsibility from the teacher's side. So as a teachable person, you also have to recognize that you are submitting to somebody else and listening to someone else's opinion or facts or whatever you want to call those things, and you're giving them that authority. A lot of people in this day and age think, because I now have a voice on Twitter and on YouTube and on whatever, that my authority comes from that voice versus, you know, being humble enough to say, you know what, I really am not that big of a deal, and I do need to learn more from somebody else.
Yeah. And, you know, that's why on a lot of topics, I don't give my opinion. You know, I might read something and I go, that makes sense. And then I might read something else and go, oh, that makes sense too. But I don't give my opinion because I don't feel like I'm fully informed.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about that too when we get back. Welcome back to the I've Decided radio show. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show today. We're in the studio with Chris Monroe. He's a local business owner around here. He and his family have Family Medical and the Plaid Daisy. And also, he is a financial planner. And we are having an amazing, fun conversation about our weekly winning word, teachable. And, you know, you're probably listening and maybe you're thinking, I'd love to be able to talk to all of you and get your opinion and say, do you think you're teachable? Do you think you're not teachable? Are you a little in between? Where do you fall? But at the end of the day, I really believe that the more teachable we are, the more successful we're going to be. And that's what it's all about. And that's what I've decided is here for. Our purpose is to help you achieve your goals and dreams, no matter what it is that you want to accomplish. We want to go alongside of you and provide you all the pieces of the puzzle for success so that you can get to where you want to be. And we'd love to have you join our community. So if you're listening and you have not joined our community, please visit us at ivedecided.org. You can get signed up right online today, and then you will be invited as a part of your membership to come to our very next conference, which is happening on September 7th at Weaver Ridge here in Peoria. We got a great morning lined up for you, and just get started on your journey to success or incorporate some more tools and resources that can help you learn, since now you're going to be more teachable. And I do want to give a good shout out to all of our business members. Of course, Chris, you are a great business member. You joined our community this year.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So grateful for you guys. So when you're over visiting with Family Medical or the Plaid Daisy, be sure to thank them for being a part of the I've Decided community. We give 10% of our proceeds back to PUP.
That's awesome.
Which is People with Unlimited Potential. And it's because of business members like you, Chris, and all of our business members, and we have about 60 so far, that we're able to do what we do in the community. So
I want to give you a quick plug, because I know a lot of business owners out there, and if you're listening, y'all just join. Just take, do what I did. Don't even think about it. Just go down to Kim's office and join I've Decided. It's awesome for you. It's awesome for your employees. And it's just an awesome organization, and I think you should be a part of it.
Aw, thanks, Chris. I promise I didn't pay him to say that.
No, I just interrupted her to say that.
No, that's wonderful. So there you have it. So we want you to be a part of our community because we want you to be successful. That's what it's all about. And so we believe if we can be more teachable, all of us, that it's just going to make things so much better and make our world so much better. It comes back to that article.
Mm-hmm.
That you posted on one of your group pages, Chris. And it really is just about just being open,
right,
to hear somebody else's opinion. And it comes down to love. Just love people.
Yeah. I started that Relentless page probably now 4 years ago, really only as a response to some of the negativity and stuff at the time that I saw in the world. And it's really interesting. I was at a meeting just yesterday, and the CEO of an organization locally says, hey, what is that thing that you connected me to? Because it's awesome. And what I love about that page is it's all uplifting and empowering, just like what I've decided about. And when you're talking about teachable, I've had friends upload things to that that at first I was like, wow, that's interesting. That challenges one of my worldviews. But because I'm open to that, I can incorporate that, learn from it, maybe develop and evolve my opinion into a more open opinion than maybe I had before.
Yeah, I agree. And that's what it's all about. It's like, if you just take that step back and realize, hey, like that study showed, I could be wrong half the time. Even when I think I'm right, it'll leave you more open. So there's a couple of...
imagine if guys answered those questions. They were probably wrong 100% of the time, even when they thought they were right.
Well, that's what the women would say.
I guarantee it.
Especially if they were married. Their wives, for
absolutely.
Sure. Heather, I'm on your side.
He
trust
might be
me.
Wrong 120% of the time.
I'm on your side, Heather, I am. Okay, so, all right. So, are you wanting to be a little more teachable? Are you thinking, hey, what are some pointers here that I can take away from this show? So, let's go through a few of these,
sure.
Chris. And by all means, give your opinion on some of these. But a few ways that we can be more teachable is be a good listener.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, most of us spend a lot of time listening to someone else talk, just waiting our turn to talk, instead of actually actively listening to what they're saying. And it's very hard, especially as a talker like I am, to stop, take a breath, and listen and be an active listener. Because inside their message is probably the root of why their message is important to them. Fear, family, love, loss, whatever it is. And if you listen well, you can respond better.
I'm not guilty of that at all. It is true. When you're a talker, you're reactive. I've mm-hmm. been guilty of that so many times. And I am really working on mm-hmm. doing a better job of that. Being a good listener is so important. Admit when you're wrong. Mm-hmm. Admit your mistakes.
Well, you say that, and it's really interesting. I've always wanted to teach a husband/father's class, because one of the things that we all do is, you know, we struggle with our relationship as men because we're bad communicators. And I learned from Ron Willingham 25 years ago the phrase, "I'm sorry, I made a mistake, I often do." I love that, because I'm like, man, every guy needs to learn that simple response, and they could diffuse 90% of their fights.
Say that one more time, Joe.
Right.
To all the husbands out there, one more time.
Right. I'm sorry, I often am. I made a mistake.
And the women, we could do that too.
Yeah.
We really could. And then I want to just end on this, because this is so important. You know, find mentors. You mentioned this earlier in mm-hmm. the show. Hang around people that are smarter than you. And so
it's not hard for
it
me.
Says, me neither. So mentors are wonderful teachers. Find some mentors.
Right.
How do you feel about that?
Well, I've taught my own kids. You have to find somebody in the mix of the world that you trust who can help you stay on the straight and narrow. We as adults kind of get lost. Once we're done with school, we think, oh, we know everything. And many people find themselves in relationships, friendships, social settings where they no longer have someone they really admire, want to be like, or that drives them to be a better person. I'd tell everybody I know, you've got to find those people in your life and hang around them and learn from them, and then turn around and be that person to the next person that wants that from you. Then you're teachable, because then you're learning from someone else and you're demonstrating that to somebody else behind you.
Yeah. And I was just thinking, I fully believe in mentors, and I have several in my life and go to them a lot, but I need to find a mentor that fully disagrees with me.
Yeah.
Do you know what I
yeah,
mean?
Totally.
Like, seriously, I want to find someone that as I think about it, and if I'm being honest, I don't really have a mentor who has a 100% different opinion than I do.
Mm-hmm.
I think we seek people who are like us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Don't you think we could probably learn from somebody who might not be like us?
Well, we were talking about it in one of the breaks, and John said that having traveled internationally is important. Just remember, there are lots of people in the world who don't live like you.
That's right. All right, guys, I hope you had a fun time with us this morning. Thanks for tuning in. This is I've Decided Radio. I'm Kim Martin with Chris Monroe. We'll be back next week.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?